Well, I, but I was a long way after De Sica. I had seen Shoeshine. No, the crew came from New York. Bob Ziller, a German cameraman, German trained cameraman, came from New York, and I was based in New York at that time. Yeah.
Between police officers' experiences and the script was written to begin with, and it was altered as
it went along. That's right. Anything that didn't sound right, we'd change it right on the spot. And they were good. They were good critics. As when they knew that I would listen to them, it went pretty smoothly. And I had that same experience with. I've had that same experience in making a lot of other films. We're just talking about making of All My Babies. It was I traveled with the midwife for several months beforehand. I watched her work. Then we designed the script together. And anytime something didn't work well, she was uncomfortable with something, I said, okay, what would you do? And so that was a way of not... I knew that they would see the films first, and I didn't want to do anything that would make them feel uncomfortable with their peers. And that was a good discipline. We had a number of test screenings. Lloyd Rowland introduced me to test screenings. I'd never done it before, and... He said, after we put it in a rough cut, he said, now, George, let's see if it works. Well, I thought by that time I'd been making films for several years. I thought, I don't want to make a film. He says, George, let's see if it works. So we arranged to have the first test screening in Washington at the International Association of Chiefs of Police. And they... got people from about five or six different police from Boston, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Alexandria, and a couple of other places. And we set up a screening on Monday, but the Contreras and his buddies came up on Sunday night. And I found later that they had all met in the bar and talked about bragged about their different police departments. Then we went in on Monday and had the screening. Now, I had persuaded the New Orleans police to let me work in their worst jails rather than their best jail because I wanted to say this could be handled no matter what the situation. Well, as soon as we showed the film, the guys from New Orleans, from Los Angeles said, Jesus Christ, don't you have a drunk tank? We have so-and-so and so-and-so, and then somebody else said, we have so-and-so and so-and-so. And I looked over at the Contreras and I thought, oh boy, I'm going to lose them too. But they quieted down. And we got no really strong support from that first screening, and I thought, boy, I've really made a mistake. So I called up my brother-in-law who worked in the city hall, and I said, we've got a screening down there in the afternoon for the recruits, the new trainees for the police department. But between now and then, I'd like to have a screening. Could you go around the courthouse and get some friends to look at this to see if I made a movie? And he did, and I saw this film with an odd group of secretaries and other people who were curious, and they seemed to react well. So, at least it'll hold an audience. And then that afternoon, we had a screening with the cadets. And their trainer, said, who had been there in the morning, said, "Well, now, we're showing it to you, but you won't have to worry about anything like this because we can always get people over in St. Elizabeth's Hospital. So you're just going to see what terrible things happen in New Orleans and other primitive places." He didn't use the word primitive, but he implied that. Well, the New Orleans police were with us. And I thought, boy, I'm going to really lose some friends. And then, so I thought that night I would entertain them. And a very prominent black singer, I'll think of her name in a moment, had a concert that night, and they were interested in going. So I got tickets. And when we went, there must have been at least 20 mixed couples, mixed racial couples there. And those New Orleans guys had never seen that. They were just absolutely shocked. One more point against me. But the next day, Lloyd Rowland was such a wonderful guy. He wasn't at all worried. And the next day we went out to Alexandria. And he said, he said to the New Orleans police and the others who were going out with this, he said, "Don't go in uniform, because I want these people to see it without thinking they're looking at it through with peers." Well, when the people in Alexandria looked at it, they had jails very much like this, and they had some experiences almost exactly like what we were putting on the screen, and they said, "Thank God, let's show it to our city fathers right away, because we need that kind of help." And then it's after that we got plus at a number of the screenings. We did make some changes, but I learned to do that audience test, and I've done it ever since. It's a great discipline. The procedure is as follows. I don't like to use questionnaires. I just like to have something that it has to be complete enough so that you've got a show. And then I say to an audience, "We've made the film for a particular purpose. Let's look at it." After the screening, I say, "Well," and wait. And somebody will say, "Well, what?" Well. And somebody will say something. And then somebody else will say, "I didn't understand it." Somebody else will say, and before long, you find they kind of even themselves out. And by the third or fourth screening, you realize that the film has a kind of emotional profile. You want to rush back home and make changes. You know, this is going to work, and that does work, and this doesn't work, and that doesn't work. But if you have questionnaires, you're shaping people's responses in a way that I find this works really much better. And I learned that from Lloyd Rowland, and I've done it with almost every film I've done since then. So I hope that the other films in the series will be released soon, if we can figure out how we can get it done, because I still think that they're useful tools in the police department.